You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied, and when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi. Today we remember about the fact that Jesus Christ is present in the most holy Eucharist. The fact that we often can easily forget that Jesus is present among us all the time, during every single Mass, every single day, every Sunday. That he didn't leave us, but he's with us in such a new way. Today in the Gospel we hear about people who came to Jesus Christ to listen to his word, to be healed. But they receive another miracle, the multiplication of bread that God provided for them. Very often in all the struggles that we have, in the crosses that we carry every single day, we don't remember that God is with us. We want him to bring us healing, help. We want him to change our lives. And very often we are frustrated that he doesn't listen to our prayers, or that he's not with us. But in fact, he is with us. And we can experience his love. We can experience his healing. And how he guides us in the most holy Eucharist. Let us always remember this. As St. Ignatius of Antioch said, that the Eucharist is the medicine for immortality. The Eucharist is our medicine. The Eucharist is a sign, the greatest sign of God's love. Save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m., Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, częstochowa.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. Don't miss Scott Hahn and St. Paul's Center at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Join us in Doylestown for a day of pilgrimage on August 3rd in honor of Our Blessed Mother. We begin at 8 a.m. with the Holy Mass, and then Welcome and Talk by Scott Hahn, St. Paul presentation, break, books available for sale, and talk by Scott Hahn on August 3rd at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.